in this climate, whisper the name of the one who is right in our midst here. Whisper, Jesus.
Of the Holy Ghost. Shipekele manaya gadaya lahazari. Leperete sikeke boloya. Repeteloya barahazelia lala. Leperedia keke sorodoya. Keke sorodoya. Leperedia lala. Leperia lalaya. Nahasadia lala. Leperedis keke remanoya. Receive the visitation of the Lord. The impartation of the Lord. Receive yokes broken. Chains broken, divine visitation, divine impartation, divine elevation, divine acceleration. Yes, 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 yes. Let lift your hands, everybody, wherever you are. I thought this will happen at the end of the service, what is happening now? Lift your hands. It is divine visitation, divine impartation, divine elevation, divine acceleration. Divine visitation, divine impartation, divine elevation, divine acceleration, and a divine transformation, a change altogether. Get ready for a divine visitation. Divine impartation, divine elevation, divine acceleration. The stagnation comes to an end, and then get ready for a divine transformation, a 360 degrees turnaround. Lift your hands, that is happening right now in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive. What are you receiving? Visitation. What are you receiving? Impartation. What are you receiving? Elevation. What are you receiving? Acceleration. What are you receiving? A transformation. Are you ready for it? Let it go. Father, let it happen. To someone here tonight, receive it. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. I receive my divine visitation. I receive my divine impartation. I receive my divine elevation. I receive divine acceleration. I receive divine transformation. I receive. Oh, bless me now. Bless me, my Savior. Lord, oh God. In Jesus' precious name,
Lift your hands and wave it to the King of Kings. A visitation just happened. An impartation just happened. Elevation just happened. Acceleration just happened. And a transformation just happened. Father, we give you the praise. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I'm sure that God has touched people's lives in different ways. And I trust God to hear the testimonies at the end of the service this morning, this evening. And very, very quickly,
bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee.
Matthew chapter 5 verse 14. Ye are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men put light, a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Secrets of rising and staying up in life. Rising and staying up in life. Our objective this evening, very quickly, is, like he says, understanding what it takes to rise and to stay up in life. Throughout the month so far, we have seen repeatedly that the topmost top is the place for God's children. The topmost top, the very top. A city set on a hill that cannot be hid. We saw earlier on in Isaiah chapter 2 and in verse 2 to 3 on Sunday, he said, and in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. And many people shall go and say, come here and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. The mountain of the Lord, as is repeated verbatim in Micah chapter 4 verse 1 to 2. The Lord's people and the church is designed for the top, not just the top, but the topmost top. Somebody who is going to the top, shout the loudest, amen. Somebody who refuses to remain in the pit, shout the loudest, amen. Lift your hands and say this, the top is my place, and I am going there. Say after me, say, no devil can stop me from going up. I am going to the topmost top in Jesus' name. The truth of the matter is, God has made the provision for every child to go up. God spoke to God's servant many years ago. He said, there is a place at the top for you if you are interested. There is a provision, but not everybody is at the top in reality. Not everybody, not every child of God is where they ought to be. What then are the keys? You know that there is no result without responsibility. You know that there is no rise without a force. The aircraft does not fly just like that. There is no result without responsibility. There is no rise without a push, without a force. if I am to rise and to remain up in life, what are the secrets? Number one, the pursuit of God. The pursuit of God. You want to go up, pursue God, who is the Most High. He will take you up. He will take you to His realm. You want to go up, pursue the Most High. Pursue the one who is up. The one that nobody and nothing can bring down. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. And His righteousness. And anything you want, including going up in life, shall be added unto you. 2 Chronicles chapter 26 and in verse 5. Concerning King Uzziah, he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he pursued God, God made him to prosper. God took him up. King Uzziah, like you know, became the most crucial king in his generation. 2 Chronicles 27 and in verse 6. So Jotham became mighty because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. Psalm 42 verse 1 and 2. As the heart pants after the water brook, so my heart pants after God. I am pursuing God. And what was the end of the pursuit of God by David? He became the most important king in Israel. Every king in Israel was referenced. David became the benchmark for every king. Anyone who did well like David or otherwise. Until the city of David, Jerusalem, was named after him. The pursuit of God is the pursuit of good. The place you give to God determines the place you find on earth. The pursuit of God is the pursuit of good. You cannot put God first and come last in life. Many people are so irritated and aggravated at the life of and realm of several men, authentic, genuine men of God, lifted by God. The only thing they don't know is the heart of these people for God. And the sacrifices and what they go through in their pursuit of God. The pursuit of God, without any doubt, is a lifter of men. What are you pursuing? There are some pursuing money. There are some pursuing women. Some pursuing men. Some pursuing name. Some pursuing fame. There are people pursuing different things. What are you pursuing? It determines where you will be found in life. The pursuit of God. Number two is access to light and revelation. Access to light and revelation. Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. When light comes, men rise. Light is key to lift. Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. We can only experience the same lift if we have the same light. Light is key to flight. What you see out of the world determines where you find yourself in the world. What you see out of the world determines where you find yourself in the world. In Matthew chapter 16 verse 17 and in verse 19, we saw how the status of Peter changed by revelation. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The gates of hell, the gates of hell, the gates of hell, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I say that thou art Peter. Because of this revelation, you shifted. Peter's level changed from his contemporaries. The difference between us is not the cloth we wear, but the light we carry. The difference between people is not where they live, But the light they have, the light they see. Very, very important. Galatians chapter 2 and in verse 2. Paul the apostle speaking said, I went up by revelation. I went up by revelation. Will always bring elevation. I went up by revelation. It's a good prayer to ask God, open my eyes to see what you want me to see out of the world. Open my eyes to see where you have placed me, where you have positioned me. Open my eyes to see where I belong. You know, the light we function with is what determines even our behavior. Help me, help me, help me. You are my only help in life. If you don't help me, you are my only help in life. I don't have any. When people talk like that, it's bankruptcy of light. Bankruptcy of light. When people behave around human beings as if they are behaving around God, it's bankruptcy of light. When people behave inferior with a high level of low self-worth, it's because of lack of light. Someone say a loud amen. This is very, very important. You heard the story of the lion that was born and then the mother died. And then the shepherd picked the lion and began to raise the lion. And the lion grew among sheep. And the lion, born to roar, born to tear flesh, began to eat grass like sheep because he grew among sheep. I heard the story from Bishop Oyedepo as he heard it from Kenneth Hagin. And every time a big lion comes to chase the sheep, and all of them will be running, plus the sheepified lion. Lion that became sheepified. He will be running. And the lion will be chasing them. One day, this lion went close to the water and saw his face inside the water. And he began to run back, thinking it was the other lion that came. The Bible says, in water, face answered to face. So the heart of man to man. And the Bible says that the word of God is water. It's a mirror. He saw himself in the world. He said, what? Do I really look like that guy that chases all of us? After he looked for a while, he was convinced that he's not like all these ones. So the next time the lion arrived and the sheep were running, this sheepified lion stayed behind and refused to run. That was how this lion came around this sheepified lion, played with it, and harvested it from the sheepfold and took it to the lion company to go and teach it how to roar and how to tear flesh. The way you are behaving is because you don't know yourself. You don't know what you carry. I want you to look inside the world. The word of God will show you who you are. And when you have seen who you are, then you can rise like a lion. You can rise like an eagle. And you can fly in the sky where you belong. And roar in the forest where you belong. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Look at your neighbor and say, see the world. And see yourself in the world. And refuse to live among the flock of ordinary animal and enter the company of lions, leave the realm of chickens and enter the company of eagles. They cook chicken for Christmas. When was the last time you heard somebody cooking eagle for Christmas? Hey! It is only when you find it that you can cook it. He's the one to cook you. Hey! I prophesy to someone here tonight. Light is coming your way. 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 believe that, shout the loudest amen. The servant of Elisha said, we are finished, for we have been surrounded. The master said, you don't know who you are. That is why you are talking like this. Who surrounded you? Midianitish army? Philistines army? Who? Father, open his eyes. Let him see. 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 18. God opened the man's eyes and he saw the mountain filled from verse 17. Elisha said and prayed, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened his eyes and the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. So this is the realm we belong. Chariots of fire and horses. For them to arrest us, they must pass through the fire. And his boy says, should I smite them? He said, no. Calm down. All I baptize them with is blindness. All of you follow me blind. And he took them to the city center in the midst of their enemies. And he said, Lord, open their eyes. And they found themselves in the midst of the city, surrounded with the people they thought they came to kill. He said, next time when they send you, beware where you go. I could have finished you, but return back to your master and tell him, not everybody is arrestable. I decree to someone here tonight, the Lord will open your eyes. Say that amen like a believer. The Lord will open your eyes to see the realm where you belong. You are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. Access to light and revelation will take you up, will organize you from the ground and take you into the sky. Number three is the walk of covenant. The walk of covenant. And covenant is nothing but obeying God, to commit God to fulfill his obligations. Obeying God, to commit God to fulfill his obligations. So the walk of covenant takes people up. In Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 1 to 2, hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, then the Lord your God will set you on high, on high, on high. Do what I say you should do. You won't struggle to be at the ground level. Do what I said you should do. Doing what I said you should do takes you from the ground to the top. Am I communicating? Deuteronomy, Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, so that you can observe to do everything that is written inside. In so doing, you shall make your way prosperous, and you shall have good success. You can't be a failure. You can't be counted among failures if you do what I say you should do. So every child of God should be a responsibility harvester. What do you want me to do? What will you have me do? Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of his scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night, and of course do it. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. So just be on the lookout. Whether they are financial instructions, career instructions, instructions unto kingdom service, whatever instructions they are, just look for them and do them. The walk of covenant takes you up. The covenant is the ladder between your position and your destination. Is the ladder. You remember the ladder that was set up for Jacob in Genesis chapter 28? It's a covenant ladder. The covenant is your ladder between your position and your destination. Between your position and your possession. very, very important. The walk of the covenant. So, the pursuit of God, access to light and revelation. Number three, the walk of covenant. Number four, access to divine direction. Access to divine direction. The leading of God is behind the making of leaders. The leading of God is behind the making of leaders. God led Moses, he became a leader. God led Abraham, he became a leader. God led Isaac, Jacob. The leading of God is behind the making of leaders. If God is leading you, you can't lag behind in life. You can't lag behind in life. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. God spoke and led Abraham. And Abraham departed. The outcome of it was that Abraham became the progenitor of the generation of the blessed. In Genesis chapter 26, verse 1 to 4, and then again, verse 12 to 14, when God spoke to Isaac when there was famine, and Isaac heard, and Isaac did what God said. The outcome was that Isaac became the envy of the Philistines. Became the envy of the Philistines. Don't struggle to copy people. Struggle to hear God. Did you hear what I just said? Don't struggle to copy people. Struggle to hear God. God will speak to you in the dream of the night. He will speak to you from the scripture just like you are hearing right now. He will speak to you in your ears. He will speak to you by the inward witness. We dealt extensively with that in January. Don't struggle to copy people. Because destinations may be similar, but pathways are different. We may be going towards the similar destination, but how to get there may differ with individuals. Am I communicating? What God did with Moses was different with how he passed Joseph through to his destiny. Different from how he passed Jacob through to his destiny. Different from how he passed Isaac through. Hallelujah. I prophesy to someone here tonight. Overnight, God will open your ears. He will open your eyes. He will open your understanding. That which you need to hear to change your level is coming your way right now. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Don't forget this. It is the leading of God that is behind the making of leaders in the kingdom. Access to divine direction. Number five is the release of potentials. The release of potentials. The release of potentials. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16. Proverbs 18, verse 16. It said, the gift, a man's gift, maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. Man's gift, a man's gift, a man's gift. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 18. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 18. Then answered one of the servants and said, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, that is cunning in playing, and a mighty valiant man, and a man of war, and prudent in matters, and a comely person. And the Lord was with him. They were describing David to King Saul. He's a gifted man. He is skillful. His potential is sharp. And that took him to the palace. Your potential can take you where nothing else can. I'd like you to know that before this time, David has been anointed. But Saul did not look for him because he carried an anointing. Saul looked for him because he carried a talent. Let the anointing, what the anointing does for you is to uncover your talent, is to expose what you can do, is to unveil your capability, is to make your world to know that you can do this. But the anointing will not do for you what you don't know how to do. Am I communicating at all? Am I communicating at all? So it's very, very important that you sharpen your skill. Sharpen. Whatever you know how to do, sharpen it. Sharpen it. There are three things to do with potential. Number one, discover. Number two, develop. And number three, deploy. Discover what God has put inside you. Develop it. Deploy it. You have the gift of talking. Talk correctly. You have the gift of marketing. Find where you can do the marketing work very, very explosively. Hallelujah. I told you the funny story before of people who were told to go and market Bible. And one of them who was marketing the Bible, a particular Bible version or something, was his stammerer. And he sold more Bibles than all the people who could not stammer. And they were wondering what was his secret. You have a copy of the Bible? And he came to the people and he said, I am here to sell the Bible. You know how the stammerer talk. And he's talking to sell the Bible for you. But in case you don't want to buy, let me just read it for you. Now, what I just said now is summary. I don't want to imitate him. That's why. But you'll be hitting his head. And I won't force you to buy. Just let me read it for you. He said, no, how much is it? Let me just pay for it. How many days will he take for him to read one chapter? Just let me, how much? Let me even pay extra so I can be delivered from this challenge. And if you are a stammerer tonight, your tongue is loosed. He was using his gift or ungift or even disability to his advantage. So truly there is no disadvantage in life. I heard of a man by name Nicodemus the Papadolos or something. He had a very big nose. Very, very big nose that can take like 3 or 4 people's oxygen. He was making fun of himself and making money. He just made people to laugh with his appearance, with his look. He made a jest of his nose, of everything, and people paid to hear him. Those may be negative things that but many of us, you have very, very positive things and other things. You can find your way from the back to the front if you can identify what God has put inside you. Discover, develop, and deploy. That's 3 things to do with your potential. So, what point are we on? Number 5 is the release of potentials. Number 6 is the release of excellence. When you have found your potential, you don't just release it in mediocrity. You don't just push mediocrity out. You release excellence. If you want to go up, you bring out your best. Daniel chapter 6 verse 1 to 3, we saw how by the spirit of excellence, Daniel was made the number one leader in the Persian Empire. After the king was Daniel. Every other leader was under Daniel. The same in Egypt. After Pharaoh was Joseph. By virtue of excellence. We just read now Samuel chapter 16 verse 18. How David found himself in the palace of King Saul at the frequency of excellence. Listen, the release of your best takes you into the company of the best. Hey! Just release your best. It will take you into the company of the best. Don't release mediocrity. Don't release average. Anything you are told to do, just do it blasphemously. Do it at the top of your ability. Wherever you are now, it will take you into the company of the best. Excellence equals eminence. The excellent becomes the eminent with time. It takes you into the company of the best. We might deal with this in more details as the month progresses if there is time. Number 7 is the release of diligence, hard work. The release of diligence, hard work. Proverbs 22 and in verse 29. It says, "Seest thou a man that is diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. Seest thou a man that is diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men." See a man who is hardworking, a man who gives his best to everything he does, he will not be found in the company of ordinary people. He will be found in the company of kings. In the company of kings. In the company of kings. Diligence is the major highway to prominence. Is the major highway to prominence. Major highway. If you look at Paul the Apostle in the New Testament, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 10, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 10, he said, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was in me." Labor is the key to dignity. Diligence gives you dignity. Seest thou a man? Like you all know, when we took over this weekend, we left here on Sunday after the service, preached on Sunday evening, and by Monday, God's servant at the GO, Adeboye was in town, and at the crusade ground, Light Up Crusade that he's holding to mark his 80th birthday is ongoing. And then he said to me, he said, when we came back and sat in the living room of where we sat, he said, 44 years ago was my first time. The last time he came to that place, 44 years ago. Last time, 1978. It took him 3 days journey on the road to arrive. 3 days. 3 days journey. Bridge where he was coming around or somewhere, the bridge broke. Trailer blocked the road. All manner of suffering. And they were carrying a newborn baby. 3 days. When he arrived at the town for the program he came for, where he slept on a bench. 1978. 44 years later, he arrived at the king's palace in an executive helicopter. Landed. Helicopter that landed and waited till tomorrow. He drove from that place, not in a car, not in a motor, a machine that rolls. Where he arrived, he didn't sleep on a bench. I saw everything, and the summary is diligence. Just be at it. Easy come, easy go. Don't be in a hurry to arrive, so you don't patronize native doctor. There are so many people who are in a hurry to become. So either they become native doctor themselves, or they patronize one in a hurry. Am I communicating? At that time, nobody knew him. This time, the chiefs of the land were all there to honor him. The governor of the state drove all the way from the state capital to come and receive him in the town there. Everything stood still when he came 44 years ago. Who are you? Where are you coming from? What do you want? It was small children, small boys. I was in that meeting of 44, 43 years ago. Imagine how old I was at that time. And he looks back and he said, oh, those labors of those days are not in vain. And if you look at some men and people around that had even the slightest impact, then it wasn't a waste. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the loudest say amen. Look at your neighbor. Say, don't give up. Keep on doing the right thing. Reward is coming. The result is coming. Don't give up at all. When he said he was there 44 years ago, and he said I was in that meeting, I said, eh? So for that 44 years ago, oh, it means my age is true. Do you know the meaning? Because I used to feel like I'm 35 or 25 until I look at my date of birth. And then I look at my children. Say, you people are the one making me look like... Hallelujah. They won't laugh at you. Your following God will not be in vain. They will not say you wasted your time. If you are saying amen, stand on your feet and shout the loudest amen. They will not say you wasted your life. I said they will not say you wasted your life. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Look at somebody by your side, say, I am not wasting my life. I am not wasting my time. I am not wasting my life. Shout the loudest amen. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. The release of diligence. And finally, is the prophetic oil or mantle. The prophetic oil or mantle. The prophetic oil, the prophetic mantle is designed for the lifting of God's people. Designed for the lifting of God's people. In 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 1, Samuel took the vial of oil, poured it upon the head of Saul. That shifted his level. He said, is it not because the Lord has anointed you to be captain over his inheritance? Captain over his inheritance. Captain, over. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed David in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day forward. The prophetic mantle, the prophetic oil is designed for the lifting of God's people. Under your God-ordained prophet, under your God-ordained pastor, under your God-ordained mentor, no devil is permitted to keep you in the pit. No devil is permitted to keep you on the floor. That is why to be mentorless is to be futureless. Your father is your ladder. Your father is your ladder to the top. Your father is your feather. Is your feather to make you to fly into your destiny. I speak to someone here today. Any force of hell that has kept you in the pit, that force is broken right now.
Any power that is trying to keep you at the background of life is broken right now. And by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet was he preserved. By this prophetic and apostolic mantle, I declare you are out of where the enemy kept you. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Lift your hands and say after me, say in the name of Jesus, I am going up. I am going up. I am going forward. No devil can keep me behind. No devil can keep me in the background. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Somebody shout hallelujah. What is my counsel to you this evening? Number one, don't just claim scriptural promises. Turn promises into reality by the acceptance of responsibility. Don't just claim scriptural promises. Turn promises into reality by the acceptance of responsibility. James chapter 1 and in verse 25. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, him being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. God says he has a place for you at the top. He has shown you what to do in order to access that place. Accept the responsibility of pursuing God, the responsibility of looking for light, the responsibility of walking in the covenant, the responsibility of asking for divine direction, the responsibility of releasing your potentials, the responsibility of releasing excellence, the responsibility of connection with the prophetic and the mentoral oil to take your place at the top. Don't just claim scriptural promises. Turn promises into responsibility by the acceptance, into reality by the acceptance of responsibility. Number two, stop at nothing until you become everything God has designed you to be. Stop at nothing. Everything God designs for me to be, I shall be. Everything God wants me to be, I shall be. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10 to verse 14. Paul the apostle speaking said, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ. He said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, I am reaching forth to those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I am pressing. I am not everything I want to be yet, but I must become everything God wants me to become in this life. Is there anybody who has such a desire? Is there anybody who desires to rise to the very top? Then you will stand up with a shout of victory. A louder shout of victory. A louder shout of victory. Lift up your two hands and say after me, say, Father, Father, thank you for your word to me tonight. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for your word to me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus,
name of Jesus,
I accept the responsibility of becoming everything you want me to be. In the name of Jesus. Father, I shall become everything you want me to be. I accept that responsibility now in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and pray. Yeah.
Breaking tonight, and I want us to pray with all the passion you possess. Please note that every midweek service is a day of fasting. You can break lightly before you come, and going forward, the word shall be preached, and then a segment of intense intercession shall happen to follow up the fast. Very important. Now, Isaiah chapter 54 and in verse 17. Look at what it says. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that arises against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness of me, saith the Lord. Earlier on he said, in gathering they shall gather, but not by me. As many as gather together against you, they shall fall for your sake. Lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
I ask
for the breaking
and the scattering
of every enemy
conspiracy
against my life,
against my family,
against my
destiny,
against the church,
against this church,
against Dunamis
church,
against our nation.
Oh, you enemy,
conspiracy
against my life,
against our
life,
against our
church,
against our
nation.
In the name of
Jesus,
scatter
now
by fire.
Open your mouth and pray.
Scatter
every enemy
conspiracy.
Every enemy
conspiracy
against my life.
Every
enemy conspiracy
against my
family.
Against
my destiny.
Scatter.
Scatter.
Every
enemy
conspiracy
against
my life,
against
my destiny,
scatter
right now.
Scatter
right now.
Scatter
right now.
Open
your mouth and pray.
Scatter.
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 Scatter
every conspiracy
against
Dunamis,
against
Paul and Angel,
against
the members of this
church.
You scatter
right now.
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 Let's shatter
Kalagana.
In
Jesus'
precious name.
Psalm
124.
Verse 1
all the way to
verse last.
Everybody
read it. 1, 2,
go.
If it has not
been the Lord
who was
on our side,
now may
Israel say,
if
it had not been
the Lord
who
was on our side,
when
men rose up
against us,
then
they had swallowed
us up quick.
When
their wrath
was kindled
against us,
then
the waters
had overwhelmed
us.
The
stream
had gone
over our souls.
Then
the proud
waters
had gone
over our souls.
Blessed
be the Lord, who has not given us as a prey to their feet. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. Lift your hands and say, Father, I decree that every trap, every snare of the devil set for me in the past, in the present, in the future, every enemy trap or snare set for my life, for my family, for my destiny, for the church, for this church, for this nation, all you trap, all you snare, in the name of Jesus, catch fire. Fire. Now. Open your mouth and pray. Oh, you trap, catch fire. You snare, catch fire. Open your mouth and pray. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. You are destroyed. You are ruined. You are destroyed. You are crushed. You are destroyed. You are ruined. I decree that every trap and every snare of the devil set in the past, present, future for my life, for my family, for my destiny, for the church, for dynamic, for this nation, catch fire, catch fire. You are destroyed by the fire of the Spirit. Oh, you trap, oh, you snare, you are destroyed by fire. Catch fire, 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 catch fire. In Jesus' precious name, Lamentation chapter 3. And in verse 37, Lamentation 3:37, who is he that saith it, and it cometh to pass when the Lord commanded it not? Who is he that says it, and it comes to pass concerning your life? And it comes to pass concerning us. Lift your voice and say, Father, Father, I decree against every verdict, every utterance, every decree of man, woman, or devil against my life, against my family, against my destiny, against the church, against Dunamis Church, against our nation. Every utterance, every verdict, every decree of man against us, against our lives, and our and the church, and our families, and our nation. Oh, you decree, you are cancelled, you are rendered null and void by the blood of Jesus and the power of the Spirit. We cancel you, we frustrate you, we nullify, we neutralize. Now, open your mouth and pray. We neutralize the decree of hell. We nullify the decree. We nullify the decree. We neutralize the decree. We nullify the decree. We neutralize the decree. We cancel. We reverse. We frustrate. Every decree, every verdict of hell against my life, against my family, against the church, against Dunamis, against our nation, you decree, you are canceled, you are rendered null and void by the blood of Jesus and the power of the Spirit. We neutralize you now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, the Lord has answered us in Jesus' name. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 6. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 to 6. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. We are going to throw down every soulish prayer, bad will, evil expectations. We scatter them and return them back to sender. Lift your voice and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree against every soulish prayer, bad will, evil imagination, evil expectation concerning my life, concerning my family, concerning my destiny, concerning the church, concerning this church, concerning this nation. Evil imagination, bad will, negative expectation, soulish prayer, in the name of Jesus, you are reversed and returned back to senders, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray, in the name of Jesus. We throw down every soulish prayer against the minister, every bad will, every negative imagination, evil imagination. We command you reverse against my life, against my family, against my destiny. You are reversed. You are annulled. You are cancelled. You are frustrated. Zara da galala. Leta sepera da galala hata. Zarotasa te di galaga galala hoda. Leta ratasa katale da galala. Leta shakurete sita dina galala. Leta sepatisu kalala. Le paraga dina galala. Leta sata la galala. Every soul is prayer. Every bad will. Evil imagination. Evil expectation. Concerning my life. My family. My destiny. Concerning the church, concerning Dunamis Church and our nation, you evil imagination, you bad will, you soulish prayer, negative expectation, you are reversed and return back to sender, return back to hell. Let us separate the gala, let us sakala, let her take a second, let us separate the gala, let us see Kagada, let her in the gala, let us separate the gala, let her in the gala, shakala. Jesus, precious name. Isaiah chapter 28 verse 18. Isaiah 28 verse 18. And your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell, the word hell there is grave, shall not stand. Everyone that is in any unbroken or hidden covenant with premature death, it is broken right now.
Amen.
Whether you or your family, your loved ones, your relations, anybody connected, related, associated with us, lift your voice and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, 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 I annul, we annul and reverse by the blood of Jesus every covenant with death, every agreement with hell, every covenant of premature death, and every agreement with the grave. For anybody connected, related, associated with this commission, every covenant, agreement of premature death, untimely death, you are reversed, you are cancelled, you are annulled. Now, open your mouth and pray. You are reversed, you are reversed, you are cancelled, you are annulled. Now. Covenant. Let us separate. Let us separate. Let us separate. Let us separate. Let us Let us say, every agreement of premature death, every hidden unbroken covenant, we reverse you, we annul you, we cancel you, we frustrate you, we neutralize you. You shall not see the light of day. You shall not happen. Let the perete kazada. Let perete sidada. Let the preti kazada. Le perete sikolala. Zerataka laga yalalo. Repete sidaga. Le perete sida.
Es la pena para la suave que se va a hacer. Es la pena para la suave que se va a hacer.
In Jesus' precious name. Matthew chapter 3 and in verse 10. He said, and now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Every wood that has evil purpose be roasted by fire. Coffin is wood. Lift your voice and say, every coffin,
every coffin
prematurely prepared for anybody related, associated, connected with my life, with my family, with the church, with this church, dynamis, every evil coffin, every premature coffin, in the name of Jesus, catch fire! Fire! Yes, pray. Fire, catch fire. Catch fire. Every evil copy, every premature copy, catch fire. Catch fire. You are set on 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 fire. In Jesus' precious name, they are set on fire. In Jesus' name, two more and we are done. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Want to break the spell of hardship upon our country, the spell of suffering, the spell of suffering, filling station, all manner of suffering, scarcity, shortage in the middle of abundance. Nigeria cannot continue like this. We are asking for divine intervention. Lift your hands to your voice and say, Father,
Father.
We decree against every snare, every spell, every trap of suffering, of scarcity, of shortage in Nigeria. Oh, you trap, oh, you spell, oh, you snare of scarcity and shortage over Nigeria. In the name of Jesus, catch fire, fire now. Open your mouth and pray. We decree against every snare, every spell, every trap of suffering, of scarcity, of shortage in Nigeria. You trap, you snare, you spell of scarcity, of shortage in Nigeria. Catch fire now. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Master. In Jesus' precious name. The Lord has answered us in Jesus' name. You say, if we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, other things will be added. So we pray kingdom prayers. Now, Acts chapter 2, verse 1, the Holy Ghost came. And in verse 7, Acts 2, verse 7,
And then the Bible said, when this was noised abroad. 8. Alright, back up to verse 6. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together. Holy Spirit, blow upon the acts of God in this place.
Yes,
release the news and the noise of God's activity in this place and let the multitudes arrive. Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
we ask
for the release
of the ministry
of the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit,
blow
upon our harvesting and bring in the harvest of multitudes this weekend in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit,
blow
upon our harvesting and bring in the harvest of multitudes this weekend. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, go ahead and just pray that prayer. Let us take it blow upon our harvesting and bring in the harvest of multitudes this week. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask for the release of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, blow upon our harvest field and bring in the harvest of multitudes this weekend in the name of Jesus. Blow upon our harvest field and bring in the harvest of multitudes this weekend. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name, the Lord has answered us. How many of you feel something tonight? I'd like you to get ready, because supernatural visitation, impartation, elevation, acceleration, and transformation just happened. Already there are testimonies. There are people who came with different afflictions. They are gone. There are those who had encounters while we prayed or in the first worship session. You came in here with anything that was troubling you, and now it is over. You can just rush forward here. While we take 3 minutes of celebration, let's celebrate answers. You are going to have encounters overnight, and before it is Sunday morning, you will have a testimony. Who is the person with the testimony? A testimony of elevation, a testimony of impartation, a testimony of acceleration, a testimony of transformation, a testimony of turnaround. Give the Lord the praise. I saw an unclean spirit like a dark shadow that left somebody here. That's the spirit of depression, the spirit of discouragement, the spirit of suicide. That's the spirit of rejection that just left you right now. And somebody's garment has just been changed. Also disappeared, as well as the waist pain. Near success syndrome just left you. Failure at the edge of breakthrough. Inability to close the deal. You almost finished, the business is spoiled. Today it is over forever. It is over forever. Give the Lord a celebration for 3 minutes. Let's go, 3 minutes.
Jehovah, we give you all the glory.
People, are you just standing or you are celebrating?
Jehovah, we give you all the praise. Jehovah, we give you all the praise. Jehovah, we give you all the glory. Jehovah, we give you all the glory. Jehovah, we give you all the glory.
nothing. No, no, no. Experiencing now, spirit, soul, and body, this celebration shall follow you. I see revival in the climate, revival in your spiritual life, revival of your finances, revival and renewal of your relationship, revival in your pursuit and acts of excellence. So shall it be. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise and tell us what happened. Shout.
Sir, this is our sister Joy. For 4 years, she has had pain on this side of her abdomen. And she went for tests, and they told her it's a kind of tubal blockage. But right now, as we were praying, she saw two angels, female angels.
Two angels.
Girls, they look like women. And they came, and they were pulling things out of her tube, out of her tummy, like something like the fallopian tube. And now the pain has disappeared.
Incredible. And are you trusting the Lord? Are you not? Really? Lift up your hands. Okay. After that one, no other one.
So.
Lift up your hands. For 14 years, she has a son already, but for 14 years, he's been expecting. And now, they just did surgery on her fallopian tube. I prophesy upon you. Angels are here tonight.
Every area of your life where you need a visitation, where you need, receive your visitation. Receive your visitation. Yes, what happened here?
Our sister Joy came from Jos. She's a worship leader. She said all she has known in her life has been rejection. 5 men has come and wasted her time different times and dumped her without any reason. Right now, she saw her garment change. What she was wearing removed and another one placed on her.
Anybody ready for a change of garment? Lift your voice and say in the name of Jesus. Every evil garment on my body, on my life, evil identity, wrong identity, in the name of Jesus, catch fire now. Power.
That identity is set.
Even the garment of sorrow, frustration, mourning is set on fire right now. What happened?
This is Sister Buster. She said she has been in Abuja for 4 years. But every night she sleeps, she sees herself in her father's house. While you said we should place our hand on her head in the first instance, she said she saw you in this same suit in her father's house. She saw herself chained with her siblings. And you came and broke the chain and said, this is your freedom. You are all set free.
Every altar from your village that is controlling your life in Abuja here, today this altar is catching fire. Lift your voice and say, every altar. In my village,
in the realm of the spirit,
in the witchcraft realm, in the occult realm, controlling my life, where I am now,
all
you altar, in the name of Jesus, catch fire, catch fire, now, be destroyed, and for everyone who is a victim of such altars, you are released now.
Give the Lord the praise. What happened? Take your step, people.
This is Master David here with the mother. He's 7 years old now. From age 2, he began to have this severe stomach pain. At the shout of that I received at the first prayer segment, he said he saw a black cat left him.
Cat.
This morning.
From age 2.
Age 2. Severe pain in his stomach whenever.
And how is the pain now?
He said immediately all the pains.
Black cat. Can you stand on your feet, somebody? Place your hand on your body. Leave the other hand up and say, every stranger
in my life,
in my body,
in my system,
today is your end.
Today is your end.
In the name of Jesus.
On your mind.
Yes, sir. Shout, get out now. Out. And your freedom is confirmed.
In Jesus' name. Please sit down.
Sister Sarah, in the heat of the prayer, said she fell under anointing and saw God's servant drop a key on her hand, and thereafter, a series of keys kept dropping.
Keys. Several other keys. Yes, sir. Everybody stretch your two hands in front of you. Say, I receive mine. I receive my open door. I receive access. Now, What is mine, I receive now. In Jesus' name, stretch your two hands. And I prophesy upon those hands, your harvest shall look for you. Systems are put under pressure. They lose peace, sleep, and rest until what is yours enters your hands. I call it done in Jesus' precious name. Please, the rest of you, your testimonies are permanent. You can return back to your seat now because of time. You are here tonight and you know that you are not yet born again. You are not saved. You need Jesus in your life. Pick your Bibles and your bags. Quickly rush to the front and let us pray for you. You are saying, Pastor, I've heard the message, but I know Jesus must be Lord over my life. I want to be born again. I want my sins forgiven. I want today to mark a new day for me. Quickly, at the count of seven, you will rush forward and be the first to come. One. While they come out to the communion stewards, step forward as well. Two. As you come, come with your Bibles, come with your bags, except there is someone on your seat who is keeping them for you. Three.
Day after day, only for Jesus.
Let come what may,
the Holy Spirit.
I will obey,
I live for Jesus. Day after day,
I live for Jesus.
I live for Jesus.
One,
day after day.
Two,
I live for Jesus.
Let come what may,
the Holy Spirit.
I will obey,
I live for Jesus.
One more, just a moment. If you are here, you are bound by an addiction. A lifestyle has tied you down, and you want to be free of that addiction. Also, rush to the frontier. Carry your Bibles and your bags and rush to the frontier and let us pray for you. I want to be free from this kind of addiction or that kind of addiction. Rush forward here. God bless you.
I live for Jesus. Day after day. Only for Jesus.
Let someone pray.
Everybody say, I live for Jesus.
Day after day,
I live for Jesus.
Let come what may,
I
live for Jesus.
I live for Jesus.
Place your hand on your chest, those of you in the front, and say after me, Lord Jesus. Say it louder, Lord Jesus. I come before you today. I surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Make me a new person. Tonight I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life. And the grace to live for God is released upon you. I call it done in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a shout of praise.